It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I've been working on my memoir. It's called Burning Bridges, Overcoming a Life of Privilege, Fame, and Power. I have enough of my own therapy to deal with. I don't want to hear about yours. And I said, you're right. I'm very famous, and I deserve special treatment.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Jamie Kennedy and Mercedes Javid join the show. We talk about driving stick in L.A., my well-behaved dog, and flossing in public. Jamie, I'm so excited we get to talk about your movies now.
Yes.
We couldn't do it for months.
I know. It's crazy.
I thought it because you didn't have any movies, but it was because of the SAG strike. So you've got a new movie coming out.
Yes. Don't Suck, which is a very hard thing for this room.
Yes, that is. You're right. I agree.
Is that too far? Did I go too soon?
No. I kind of...
The act of sucking, I meant. No, so, yes, coming out tomorrow in North Hollywood at the Lemley and six other cities, Tampa, Austin, I'm not sure the rest, and then VOD, Prime, all this stuff.
Okay, so I did see the trailer this morning,
and
it's with a... He's a very up-and-coming comedian. What's his name?
Matt Rife.
Matt Rife.
Yes.
So he's starring it as well.
Yes, he's starring it.
I did notice that your name came up first.
Oh, thank you.
In the credits.
Yes.
You know, and then it was Matt.
Mm-hmm.
But can you tell us the premise, please?
So it's about a guy who is a lifer comedian, a road dog.
He's a middle-aged stand-up comedian who spent half his life chasing laughs in dingy dive bars and diners.
That's your character?
That.
Yes.
Yes.
So this was a difficult role for you to play.
Biopic?
You're saying it's a documentary.
It could be.
So it's that. And then he meets a young, a brand new comic who really wants to do it. And then he notices something strange about him. And then through their journey, we realize that this young comic is a vampire. Whoa. Now, it sounds absolutely insane. Okay, it sounds like this is a premise that shouldn't work, but it does.
I think it would work better around Halloween. I don't know about Christmas. So why did they decide to release it now, right before, you know, the holidays?
I mean, listen, when was Scream released?
When?
I don't know.
Christmas.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, shit.
Counter-programming.
Oh.
I see.
Matt's very hot right
now. So you guys are following
hot
Scream.
Right now. Well, we're hot. You know, it's a good time right now.
Which is doing really well, apparently, from what I've read about with us. Scream
the franchise
7.
News.
Oh, well,
have
yeah.
you reading about all that?
Of course.
Tell me.
You're going to bring that up?
Well, I don't think we have to get... Yes, I think we can bring it up.
Okay.
So basically, I think they're trying to cast Scream 7, right? But it was Scream... Was it 5 and 6 was with Jenna Ortega and then the other actress who played her sister? God, what is her name? Melissa.
Melissa
Barrera.
Yes,
Barrera.
Melissa and Jen were the leads of the 6 and 7.
And I will say...
I mean, 5 and 6.
5 and 6. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
And I have to say, I was a little invested in those characters. And now, Barrera is... They are not asking her back, because I guess she's been making comments on her Twitter about the Israel-Hamas conflict.
So
that,
ironic.
That has upset a lot of people, apparently. So they have not asked her back to Scream 7. Then... Ortega comes in and she says, well, I'm not doing it because of scheduling conflicts and a salary, I guess, dispute.
Yes.
So now what do they do, Jamie?
They call Jamie.
They call Nev.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. They call you.
Well, I'm dead.
I know, but...
Can't you come back?
But you, Scream.
Right? You never know. In another universe, maybe on an old VHS.
What if you really didn't die, and then what if you were in hiding, and Nev knew, and you guys always knew, but no one ever... You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a way to do this.
Like cahoots. We're in cahoots.
Right.
Okay, I think this is the time to call Nev, because Nev...
I agree.
She's the staple of the franchise.
Agreed.
She's the anchor. It's perfect. I mean...
What do you think? So she didn't come back in 5 because of money.
Six.
Six because of money. Was she in 5?
Yeah, she was in 5.
Okay, so 6. She didn't come back in 6 because of money.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think it's going to take for her to come back for 7? A big payday. Because there's no one left. Everyone else died.
This really became a Scream show. I'm going to say this. Listen, I've said this many times. You've never seen a classier, better, amazing role model, sweet, great actress than her. I mean, she's been doing this for 30 years. You've never know one thing about her personal life. So she is the perfect person to pay. She should be paid whatever she wants. But I
what
don't
would
know.
Would you say like 10 million?
It's not up for me to decide. I know that she's very fair. It's not for me to discuss, and I don't know her personal finances.
About-
but all I can say is this, is that I know that she would probably be into it. If I don't know. I
if
have
it was
no
the
idea.
Right number.
Yeah, if, well, that's as long as said. As long as it's fair. And she would probably get rich on the bride, meaning like, hey, all, if the movie does well, I'd like to get a cut. Like any actor.
Yeah.
Especially her. She is the, her and Courtney are the base of the franchise.
Yeah.
Did you like what you got paid for Scream?
I'll tell you. I'll give you an example right now. So the first Scream, so you hear this, James will like this, $18,000, which was a lot of money, yeah, in 1996, okay? I went, that was my first payday. When I got my first residual, it was $31,000.
Ooh.
Wow.
It was
great.
Insane because the movie was such a hit. And since it's a smaller movie, it's a bigger pot to share. I went out and bought a BMW. And my mother told me, you're so showy. Why'd you get that car? Why didn't you get a Corolla? What?
Oh, like Ryan Bailey. What color BMW was it?
It was a silver.
Oh, nice.
It was an M class. I was 26, ooh, zipping all around.
Oh,
sushi
I love
on
that
Sunset.
That M.
You know
class.
What I'm saying?
Two-door?
Two-door.
Yeah, that's nice.
Dude, stick. It was the shit.
M3, right?
M3. It was a stick, 405.
Oh, yeah.
And I was, the Sushi on Sunset was open until 2. You mean, wow.
Did you regret getting a 5-speed in Los Angeles?
In a way, yes. In a way, I didn't because I learned so much, like how to navigate the road.
Actually, I have to tell you, I was driving yesterday and I saw this little black 328i.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I remember when I had that car, but it was a 5-speed. I remember when I went to the dealership, I was a kid. I went to the dealership and I wanted it so bad. I'm like, 5-speed? I don't really want a 5-speed, but I really want to get this car.
Yeah.
So I got it and then I hated it because of the 5-speed in traffic. So I sold it to an actress, Marley Shelton, who's in Scream.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. And she got killed. I think she got killed in 5. Marley.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jeez.
She got killed. She got killed in the car.
I know.
No, I'm sorry. No, with the movie. Yeah. She's still alive.
Yeah, she's alive and alive dead.
It's 5-seat a manual. Does that mean manual
car?
Yes. Gotcha.
Yes.
Dead in Woodsboro.
Which you don't get that in Los Angeles.
Well,
stupid.
My high school boyfriend, so same era, he got that car, and it had to be stick because you would lose street cred if you didn't have manual transition. You can't.
Oh.
Yeah, because Days of Thunder was out at that time, and like if you didn't have a stick shift, you were an automatic. Like you're a
you
joke.
Flew.
Did you ever stall? Like once in a while, I would.
That's like saying premature ejaculation.
Oh, fuck that! Yeah, La Cienega left on Sunset from La Cienega.
You mean 'cause I'm
out of gear? That scared
the
shit
time,
out of me.
Wait, La Cienega.
That hill wasn't even that steep back then.
Turning left on a sunset from.
What do you mean?
Oh,
what do you mean back then? It's the same.
I know.
What are you talking about? They didn't change it.
They did.
You're
the
talking
same
about
elevation.
The
going up to Pink Dot.
Yeah.
Oh, up to Pink Dot was hell.
You killed it.
That was hell. You have to time it out so you hit the light. Because if not, you're sitting on that hill.
I have to time it out right now with my car because it's automatic. Because it'll start to wheel back, you know, it starts to roll back on that hill.
Yeah. Not in
so
your
I got to plan ahead.
Not in your automatic.
Yes. Wait. Some cars it does. Not the Mercedes, but the Range Rover.
It's a very steep hill in Los Angeles, we should say, and there's a light at the top. So
yes.
If you get stuck at the light, you're stuck on a hill.
You're
and then
screwed.
You, when the light goes green.
I wouldn't even go that road. Like when I had that 5-speed, I'm like, fuck it. No way. I'm taking Sweetser.
No one should be behind you at that light. Everyone's got to know. Give the person space.
Agreed. But even if you have an automatic.
Of course.
That was the whole area. We had Chateau, that La Cienega, zipping around. That the Billboard Live, or what was that club? The Key Club.
The Key Club.
Would your mom bring it up
Dublin's.
Every time she saw the car?
Well, no. Once she got in a ride, that changed real quick.
Oh, then she's like, it's a nice car,
yeah,
Jamie.
She's like, well, okay, I guess it's all right. Like, it was, like, she thought I was being a show-off. I'm like, I did this thing. It was incredible. I struggled for 6 years. I wanted to buy something nice. And you had to have a nice car.
Where were you living, though, when you had that? In the car?
I was living... Boy, you're coming out hot. I was living in an apartment.
Oh.
But then, what I want to tell you, going back to that, is so the next Scream, I got a crazy raise, which was $150,000. And then I got bonuses.
Amazing.
For every $25 million it made. And so they kept giving bonuses, but they said, oh, it'll never go. And I hit every bonus.
That's amazing.
So I hit like 5 bonuses to like $120 million.
I appreciate
wait,
the
so
salary
did you make like half a million total?
No, I made a quarter of a million. But it was insane. Like literally, I had a Rally's commercial. I made $9,000. Then I made the $18,000. Then I made the $31,000. And then the next year, I made $250,000, and then
what'd you do with that money? What'd you buy? Something showy?
I mean, probably.
I put
a
down payment on a house.
Nice.
See?
Yes.
It's also when you live in LA, you spend so much time in your car. It's a good thing to have a nice
yes.
car. And when he was renting the apartment, he had the apartment first.
But and you had to go everywhere. I always had to go to Culver City, back to Warner.
Auditions.
Yeah. All the time, back to Santa Monica.
Yeah, you don't take your condo to the audition. You're in your car. That's why you should.
No, I know. We're a car culture. And that's why,
and
I mean.
LA's a car city. But I just want to say this to all the young actors out there, like Jameson. Like, that's how this business is. It could change like that.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been doing this, Jameson?
I'm planning to make $250,000 next year.
No, it can change
it can.
Overnight.
My tax returns was like $9,200 for like 3 years in a row.
Aww.
I was working at Domino's.
Okay, so I don't want to embarrass Sam, but he's a Jamie Kennedy fan.
I've met Sam before.
They're few and far between, but once in a while.
They come out.
They come
like
out.
Like chumps. They'll come out anywhere.
And he was, I guess, I don't know if he was
Elvis
looking at
most
your
wanted.
Book or, but he said that you had a maniacal roommate. Like a psychopath? Is that possible?
Which one?
Did you have a roommate that was especially scary, like in your earlier days? Were you first you were living in your car, right?
I was living in my car. That is true.
Okay.
I was.
What kind of
car
was that you were living in?
That was I want to say it was a Cordova.
Okay.
Do you know what a Cordova?
No.
It's a big
Chrysler.
Yeah. So
yes.
That back seat.
That's a big car.
Yeah, you can. So I would put a board over the front and the back seat, and you could live.
On the top?
Yeah, and you could put a little futon thing in there, and that's pretty good. And I would park it at the top of Whitley. Do you know where Whitley
is?
Whitley Heights.
Yes, Whitley Heights. And
there's some nice views up there.
Beautiful views.
Yes.
And no one fucked with you. You could hide. This is when you could park in the hills.
It's kind of like
where would you
running.
Shower, Jamie? Or is it like now where you just don't? Where would you shower? Did you go to the gym? LA Fitness?
YMCA.
Oh, okay. And
YMCA. How often? I mean,
every couple days.
You got
a few days.
Coming from the guy who was doing what in the elevator, Jamie?
Yes. Oh my God! Thank you.
You're an asshole.
I love you.
You're an asshole.
Hold on, everyone.
I turned.
No,
I was looking the other way. I put my back to you. Turn my back to you.
No. Here, exactly.
It's multitasking.
Jeff points me out as being like.
Everybody, hold on to
remember
your chair.
Remember Pigpen or whatever, like Charlie Brown.
But yes.
So okay, I'm in the elevator. We're in the elevator. Everyone's looking great. Jeff looks great. Everyone's great. And what's Jeff doing? I turn the corner. This guy's flossing. He's flossing in a public elevator. And I'm like, dude.
I turned my back to both
yes,
of you
but
so
there's
you didn't
a fling.
See me.
You were flossing
dude, there was
in the
no
restaurant,
fling,
too.
Dude, you fling.
There's no
and that'll
fling.
Get on the button.
There was no fling on
you
the button.
You were flossing towards the button. So
I didn't get anything.
A piece of
so
pork.
There was no fling.
Wait, weren't you doing it also in the restaurant and also while
no,
walking?
On the we were walking, but no one saw us. No one
oh
saw
my
us.
God.
Because you were like, we're in a public place.
Why?
I
are you
didn't
flossing?
Have time. We were live in 9 minutes. I wasn't gonna have time to go to the bathroom.
Who were you making
I
out
was
with?
No, I had whoa. Capers and bagel and salmon in my teeth.
Go to the bathroom.
And I can't wait to get on that elevator and push that salmon capered filled part.
Right. Anyway, back to you.
You did do
did
it
you
right
have,
up against the buttons.
Did you have a crazy roommate at all?
I had lots of roommates. Was
Sam,
it,
what chapter
a,
are we reading?
Was it a hospital thing?
You probably forgot already.
It's probably the hospital story.
We should just clarify, Sam is the new Kian, in case people don't
yes.
know.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, today's day two?
Yeah.
Three?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't criticize his fonts. He's learning.
Yeah,
okay.
They're coming after his
so
fonts.
Rude.
His fonts?
Yeah, I don't know. We
yeah,
posted,
he posted
his first
a great video, and they're all like, the font changed. It's like, yeah, it's
oh,
a new person.
He's not used to those Karens yet.
Oh, let me tell you something, Sam. Sam, this is, it's 5:01, and you're skateboarding in a school zone, and they're coming out because the park closed at 5. These comment sections, these Karens, you can't, they're, oh.
You can't
Karen
please
again,
them.
Him again. Oh, God, enough with Jamie Conspiracy Kennedy. I've toned it down, Sam.
I actually don't like the font either.
Oh, my God.
It has a shadow. It's got, like, that underlight, the cars with, like, the
that's
undercarriage.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's eye-catching.
I mean, it's not like he doesn't have access, Sam, to follow suit with what we had. Give us, like, a
okay.
smoother transition.
This
just
is
kidding.
First day. Let's give him
second
a break.
Day.
I like the font, dude.
But he's not, he doesn't,
he's getting,
he's not aware.
What
of,
is it when you have
no,
to,
but
like,
dude,
haze,
let me tell you, he
somebody.
Works on a show called Roast Battle, which is an amazing show, okay? So he's dealing with hecklers all day. But let me tell you. you haven't met these hecklers.
No.
This is a different, this is a young Karen. This is a shabbily, swilling, 10:45 in the morning, a box of Franzia Karen.
And here's the thing, Sam, you'll read all those comments, and let's just say you did everything they asked you to do. Yep. You change your font. You change the music. You change the format. The next day, there's 10 other complaints. Oh. You can never... They'll not hate the new font.
Yes.
The font that they chose, they'll hate.
Oh, and you didn't
We're sick of this font.
Yes. And then you didn't use the right exclamation point or something.
They'll mistake your kindness for weakness.
So yeah. Here's the thing, though.
Exactly.
You walk through that hell, and then you're a winner. I'm telling you, he works at the comedy store.
He's the sweetest guy, too. I don't know if he's got the skin.
No, dude, he works at the comedy store. And what I'm trying to tell you is the comedy...
Right now?
Yes.
While he's working for me?
No, he doesn't work there, but he works with them. He helped build out their infrastructure, which you have, which is an amazing infrastructure. So long story boring is, I'm telling you, it's on par. This is on par with the toughest comedy crowds in the world. Mm-hmm. And I've done comedy in Iceland. Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
Iceland freeze.
So, yes, I've done comedy in Prague.
I was going to say, I've been taking notes on the shows that I have been listening to, catching up on Jeff Lewis Live.
Yes.
One of my biggest questions for you is, have you thought about getting Toby a sprinter guy? Like, instead of a dog walker, wake up in the morning as soon as you guys leave for radio, have somebody that's going to go and take him for like a 5-10 mile run.
You can't do that because of his hip issues. So we have to do many short walks. But yes, if I'm up early enough, I take him on a walk immediately in the morning, which helps. However, there was a little bit of a Jeffrey moment yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Normally, I try to stay out of the public situations because then I could get triggered and then potentially act out.
Me too.
So I'm really trying to stay in my car as much as possible. So what I do is I pull up to the doggy daycare. Shane gets out and he'll pick up Toby. He'll go in. Hey, how's it going? Because he's sweet. Everybody loves him. Oh, hey, I'm here to pick up Toby, whatever. Or drops off Toby. I stay in the car. But I don't know if you've heard, Andrew has been saying that my dog is a bully and then picking on the Wheaton terrier, who apparently his name is Mickey. So I went in yesterday, I parked the car, and Shane was ready to go out. I'm like, I'll be going in today. And I walked in, I said, is Andrew here? And they said...
Is Andrew a dog or a person?
Andrew is a person.
Okay.
I was going to be
Toby,
still.
Andrew.
I hate it when people give animal human names.
I do.
Just call him Fluff.
He does. Chris.
Toby, Fluff. Chris.
Call him Mr. Pickles.
Casey, Oliver.
Oh, I hate that.
Okay, so Andrew,
Andrew's
who was
the dog guy, and he's there early, Scrubbies. So he's the drop-off, and he's there when we pick up if we are there early.
He's
enough.
Not Team Toby, let's put it that way.
Toby's
he's
another dog.
Toby's my dog.
Okay.
He's Team Mickey.
Okay.
That's the Wheaton Terrier.
Okay.
So I said, when will Andrew be back? And then the blonde woman came over. She said, well, can
Michelle?
I help you with something? Michelle. And I said, oh, what's your name again? She said, Michelle. I think Michelle's the owner.
Yeah, she is.
I said, well, I want to know, I'm just curious. I said, Andrew said that my dog has been barking. Toby has been barking at Mickey. And I'm just wondering if Mickey has had any other issues with other dogs because my dog is an angel. He is an angel. And she's like, oh, yeah. You could tell she was like, oh, he's fucking crazy. Because she's like, oh, he is just the sweetest dog. I'm like, yes, he is. He is lovely. I said, he's a delight. And I said, we've never had any problems with other dogs. And I'm just curious with Mickey. And I don't know if she just said that to appease me so I would leave.
Yes.
But she said, well, you know, Mickey is an older dog and he's very cranky. And I looked, Shane was right next to me. I said, see, I told you. It's not Toby. This is not my dog.
Good.
Boy.
Yeah.
We can see where these Karens are their aggression from right there. He came in hot. Wait,
my dog's perfect.
Have you ever taken your dog to the dog park?
He has a hip problem.
Oh, he has a hip problem. Have you ever heard of this thing? This is crazy, but it's true. Like dog park consent. I know that sounds insane.
What do you mean by consent?
What does that
consent?
Mean?
Meaning like people don't like it if your dog sniffs another dog's ass.
Then don't take your dog to the dog park.
And they're getting like, hey, don't have your dog sniff my dog's ass.
I don't have a problem with ass sniffing.
Yes. I'm saying, but with the dogs.
Oh, with the dogs.
Yeah, not
yes.
But that's
how they greet each other.
I know, but this is where we're at. That people are scared, like, your dog didn't ask my dog.
I think the problem with the dog parks is that not everyone's dogs are trained. Mm-mm. Some people's dogs are aggressive. Mm-hmm. As we know, my dog is a fucking angel. Mm-hmm. And I don't want him to be around a bad crowd.
Right.
Like Mickey.
Yeah. Like I don't have problems with dogs. It's usually their owners.
I mean, it's understood that if you go to a dog park, that your dog is going to be well-behaved. If you have an aggressive dog or it's like small dogs, then they should be in the small dog area. But
yeah, but there's so many people in L.A. There's just not you guys, I'm serious, but there's so many lonely, screwed-up people. They have these animals. They don't know how to care for them. And they're going to come for me, but that's the truth.
There's a really bougie one.
They get animals for the wrong reasons.
Yes, they do.
They don't think it through.
No.
And then they get the dog. They bring it home. Oh, who's going to watch it when
exactly.
I'm at work? Oh, the and dog has to be a...
Mm-hmm.
I know someone like that.
My,
can you take my dog? Oh, all of a sudden now you're bringing your dog to your neighbor or leaving it at your boyfriend's for a month.
Or his nanny's.
Or his boyfriend's housekeepers.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey.
Is that someone
let's
that
get
we...
out of here. There's a really bougie dog park in Brentwood that has catering trucks and a beer garden. And like, it's a really wealthy part of Brentwood. It's a really good place. Maybe Paige should go and I'll go with her and for moral support.
Or us.
With my dog.
Beer
yeah,
garden.
Us. Yeah. And
are trust. You? They serve alcohol at the dog park?
Yes, in Brentwood.
Well,
it's
why didn't
really
you
nice
say
one.
That?
I'm gonna go. It's gonna be my first time. We'll all go together.
Bottomless mimosas on a Sunday morning.
No,
what a
Tuesday
dream.
Morning.
It's a brunch
any day, all day.
They
all
need
week.
To do that at West Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, the
dog park.
That would be a disaster.
Just no. brunch.
West Hollywood
it already
is too
is.
Poor. West Hollywood is a working city. You got to go west to Brentwood.
I'm gonna get a little schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
Just to go for just to borrow for the Sunday party.
You name him James.
I don't know if you're one if you should be a pet owner.
No.
He's not around a
well,
lot.
Well, good. I'm glad you're self-aware to know, enough to know.
Listen, I bought my old house and I had a fish tank, wild
oh,
big
God.
Fish.
Yeah.
He had to feed him once a week. I had four of them. Unfortunately.
Oh no.
Two passed.
Because they ate each other?
No, because I wasn't ever there to feed them. I couldn't even feed them once a week.
So
that was my commitment.
So they died issues. Of starvation.
One did, and then the raccoon got another one. And God rest his soul.
A raccoon? Was it a koi pond?
Yes.
I remember that outside.
Yes.
Yeah.
It reached in. These
by the pool.
Yeah, these things
that
were
was
wild.
That was a sick house.
It was.
You know, in that movie, Schitt's Creek, like the first scene is like when you can't afford your life.
Hold
the
on.
Aquarium.
He's about to get triggered right now.
You told me you had cool houses, then you move up. You said, I said I want a house in the hills.
That house was special, though.
Dude, I had the house, and you told me over a bagel, and I said, I want to move to the hills. And you go, you'll get there.
Said Joey Zelzig is going to be on the after show. I was actually thinking, what happened with the announcement that Joey isn't coming back? It's his last show. What was that all about?
What?
It was very confusing.
What?
Seriously.
Was that a sarcastic situation where we're joking?
He said it as a joke. He said that about Paige yesterday as well. He just says
no,
that
I meant
throws,
that about Paige,
it throws
though.
People off.
No. But did it come from you? Because I know Ryan Bailey. Ryan and I have done podcasts together, so... It's no beef. I'm just
do you just come here to shit stir? Is that what you do? Do you get up in the morning to say, how can I irritate him today?
I'm so glad you're back with Megan, but what about Paige and Joey Zelzig?
No, I know that Paige is good, but Joey, it was you
what
said
are you
it.
Why are you creating Please. Something?
No, Ryan, ask Ryan Bailey and ask Justin Martindale. They said it's his last show, and I took it seriously.
I think it was some sort of joke. I have no knowledge. Okay. I have no beef with Joey. We're good.
Joey is
Not
like a
you.
Cornerstone chump.
Of course.
So I don't think he was leaving anywhere.
Ask Justin and Ryan, your new
Every theater. Day is like a reality show for MJ.
Oh. It really is.
MJ, when will you realize the show was canceled? At what point does that sink in?
I'm getting
we
ready
could go
for
back
traitors.
To be
the cameras aren't following you. She literally is playing it for like, MJ, we're going to just need a little moment here. Drop something at your sister.
Oh, I have a question. Ask Joey if he what he thinks, because I bet you Joey.
What did you ask him?
He's oh here. It's
he's in the other room.
Back.
I'm going to ask Joey.
Go ask
and
him.
And when he agrees with me, are you going to owe me an apology or what? I bet you. I'll make a
$5
bet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Why would you? I apologize for something I don't even know is going on.
No,
you
no,
need
no.
To get in there
accusing
and
me of being drama. I bet you there's something there.
Who?
Our
what
Ginger
is going
Rose
on
is
here?
Okay, well,
I was
going to
say, send Joey in. Let's get him in the studio.
Let's get him in the studio, please. Seriously. Just for this
she's
one
thing.
She's trying
to cause a fight.
Not between you. I'm
between
saying
who?
I listened to it on the after show with Ryan and Justin. They were the ones that said multiple times that he's gone and it's his last show.
Pardon me, Mr. Lewis.
And I
Joey
really thought something
here.
Happened.
Why
and
do you
I
have
want
no clothes on?
Where
are your clothes?
Because we just took the picture for the Jeff Lewis Channel 789
Instagram. Your
haircut's
cute, though.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Thank you. Now, Joey, right. You were on a reality show. Am I shit stirring or am I asking an
You're
innocent
shit stirring
question?
For sure.
Yeah, what's going on?
No, but you called me. So I don't
Dude,
remember why,
out.
But Justin Martin.
Joey's in a tank beater. Top. Which is
I just want to show off my new body.
By the way, can I just say this? I was going to wear whites, but I thought you guys would judge me because it's past Labor
Okay,
Day.
Let me do this so I can leave you guys
when
alone.
When you have a body like that, you can just wear whatever you want.
True.
You think it's good?
True.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Go ahead.
It looks good.
Okay, when you're done flexing, tell us what happened.
So I guess Justin Martindale, and because I
Who
announced
love.
That I didn't like wash my hands after peeing, and Justin was like, "This is his last show." So I guess Justin Martindale gets to decide when people's last show is.
Aww.
And he said on the after show, "I got probably, I'm not kidding, probably 100 DMs of like, why is Jeff kicking you off Jeff Lewis Live? Why are you never coming back?"
Oh,
people
well,
took it.
People did take it to heart because they talked about all show, like the whole after show. They kept being like, "Oh, and it's Joey's last show," like as a joke. But you know the chumps, they took
oh,
it.
Oh, so it was a joke.
They
it
took
was
it
a
to
joke.
Heart.
Mercedes,
okay.
Are you okay with this?
MJ
so,
took it for real.
MJ, what do you think? Okay, that's my.
Does everybody now see my side of the story? I saw that it was something had happened, like, what was the joke?
Yes.
And I love Justin, and I don't think they were being shady, and I love Ryan Bailey.
Right.
And I don't think they were being shady. I thought
like
they were making an announcement, referring to an announcement.
People thought that it was real. People thought that it was, like, legit.
Okay.
And I had to
See?
DM people back. And
Who's
like,
the
no,
shitster?
Mercedes.
Jeffrey.
I make a public disclaimer every other day saying, unless you've heard it yourself, don't believe the hearsay. You have to hear it yourself.
Where was there a town hall meeting?
Every single day, I get a text from someone. You said this about me. You said that about me. And I'm like, did you hear it? But no, but I heard it from so-and-so. And so-and-so said this. I said, why don't you go listen to it? If you still have a problem, call me back. Never do. Never call me back. Because they listen to it. And then they realize, oh, it was a joke. Or it was an exaggeration. Or he was clearly kidding.
Fine.
Yeah. MJ did call me, though, and she was like, what's going on? Is it your last show? And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
Did the producers ask you to do that?
From Shaw's? Or
okay, love you guys.
Bye.
Have a great show.
Bye, Joey.
Speaking of which, I did get the invitation after Shane called me yesterday.
Yeah, get dressed.
You really are. That is
it's
perfect
in me.
Description for you. You tried to make that a reality show moment.
I mean, I think we have,
by the way,
too.
That's called a game of telephone, Mercedes. You were playing telephone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
First of all.
telephone.
So I got the invite. So thanks for having me to Hollywood House Lift premiere. I
yeah,
got it.
So hopefully you can cause at least 12 fights before the Did you hear what Jeff said about you? Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Joey, I heard that's Joey's last
You're
day.
You're going to piss off the freebie people to the serious people to the Bravo people.
Yeah.
Never. Smart. Never.
Wow. Okay.
But I did get the thing that you guys sent yesterday, Shane, after you followed up and said nobody went and it went to the judges.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got the second invite.
I asked again for that. I know you're getting it. But you're going to get me the because I do want to give away tickets.
Everyone's going to come. There's not going to be any.
I know, but I want to give. No, I is there 10 extra tickets? Is there 20 extra tickets? I want to give away tickets to listeners.
You're telling me I should go. If I'm in
town. No, but you're not in town. I know your schedule. You have a show that night.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
What night is it? The 6th?
You're in Brea.
Yeah, I'm in Brea.
Do you want me to tell you your schedule?
Yes, can
Okay, yes. December 6th, you're in Brea.
Mm-hmm.
And then December 8th through the 10th, you are in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are in, let's see, Oxnard on 12/22.
Yes.
And then you're in Las Vegas, 12/26 to 12/31. Go to jamiekennedy.com for tickets now.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
See that?
So you can't go to the premiere because you're doing a show.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. You got to make money.
What it was, if it's a late night party, I would have gone.
Yeah, it's not late. It's like
Why?
7
What
to
are you
going to
do at night that you wouldn't do in the early evening? My shit's ring.
That's another episode over here. Jesus Christ. Mercedes, just go in there and say something about her shoes.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Lala Kent,
yeah.
I read that you shaded her at BravoCon.
Oh,
Ooh.
They're now.
Ooh, that's a big. You're trying to take down a big doll.
To her face, not behind her back. To her face.
Even worse.
Yes.
Wait, isn't Lala's on the show?
Yeah.
A friend
she's
of your
chump.
Show. So
she's
hold
a chump.
On. What happened?
She's my homegirl. So Lala's first outfit on day one, I think it was Burberry. So I think.
It was.
Okay. And it was a casual dress, and it was underwhelming, and it was light. It was just not a BravoCon outfit.
Wait a minute.
Her follow-up outfits were incredible.
So you told her you didn't think it was BravoCon worthy.
I was like, this is what you decided to wear? And then she's like, what? Yeah, bitch.
Okay, you sound like your mom right now.
Well, you know.
By the way.
It wasn't that outfit.
Hold on. She says. You said this off camera?
Yes.
She told her, so that's what we chose for the day?
Yeah.
And Lala said, what the fuck do you mean? And she's like, I mean, it's fine. Tomorrow, I'm sure you'll do better.
And did she do better the next day?
Yeah, she then did she amazing. Wore the Burberry, she's the most beautiful girl
she
on our network. With whether she wears a rag or she wears anything.
Well, apparently, though, you had a problem with what she was wearing. You thought it was too casual.
It was a private conversation. Nobody else was listening.
That's what we chose. How passive aggressive. Oh, yeah. That's what we're doing today.
I'm sorry. I wasn't best dressed.
I told her to her face.
I know. Right?
Right.
Mercedes, that was rare. What's up with that?
Wow.
Private.
Someone's
but it's not private. It's on a blog.
Someone's trying to get another season or a spinoff.
Oh, by the way, you know... You know what's coming out next month?
What?
Vanderpump?
Traitors.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be March. Now it's there. Everyone's saying it's January.
Do you know what that means? That means this is a great show because they don't move it up, Mercedes, unless it's good. This is exciting. This yeah. Right? Get to know Mercedes.
Kind of like
be
Don't Suck. They moved that up.
Yeah, they did.
It was supposed to be next Halloween, and they moved it to Christmas.
That's right. Counter-programming.
Yeah. It would be even better if they roll out every week instead of the whole season at once.
Well, people like to binge.
No, this is good, Mercedes.
Yeah,
this
thank
is,
you.
Yeah.
It is good.
Let's hope you live.
Thank you.
I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, is it going to be rolled out Hollywood House Lift at once?
Because it was a rush to get it on before the end of the year.
Okay.
Counter-programming. They are probably only released one at a time.
That's
I think.
Smart.
There's two on the 6th, the first two, and then one a week after.
Yeah, because they're
like
not
that.
Done. They're still editing.
That's the better way to do it.
They're still trying to color correct my orange tan.
I don't
they're
think
like, fuck, how do we make him look normal?
There's new apps for that.
They're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, it's like an AI is going to have to
AI.
Do that.
Probably.
It's just AI Jeff instead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need some sort of photo double or something. It was way too orange.
Well, don't you spray the night before and let it set?
I do. That's the problem is I leave it on too long.
Oh, it seeps in.
I need
in.
To set my alarm.
You'll see when you're watching the show about halfway through when he discovers the spray tan.
You're going to think you're watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You're like, wait a minute.
Would you ever, like, is this a normal thing with women? Like, sometimes I'll see and I'll still have a little extra makeup on. I'm like, oh, that's pretty aggressive right now. Then I go, it's setting. That's a thing where
yes.
It takes a minute
yes.
To set. Okay.
Yes. Well, then it'll all blend in.
The tan fades, actually. So the first... So, you know, you put it on, in, like, say, the afternoon, and then the next day you're orange. And then the next day you start to look good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting sprayed on Monday, so hopefully I'm not too orange by Wednesday.
Right.
You know you can do
But I will
drops.
Be orange for KTLA.
E! News, you're taping
okay.
The day after.
I'll be
so
orange
you'll be
for
a little...
E! News. So let them try to color correct that shit.
Don't adjust your television sets.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.